Welcome, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris. I'm on the faculty at San Jose State University, and it's my privilege to be here to make some comments on your participation. First of all, congratulations for being here. It's quite an honor to be selected. Uh-oh. And I thought only woodwinds had mechanical problems. Yeah, terrific job, Chelly, and Viola's right spot on the pitch. Let it fade away. Keep going. Little crescendo on the pickups. So I just move that crescendo up by 2/8 notes. Come all the way down a little bit more. And then little crescendo here. Sure, you watch your conductor. Electric socket eye is all plugged into him. First violin, you got to play that out just a little bit more. Back away even more. Move together. Yeah, I'd be up a little bit more on the forte. You got a slight distance there. You want to emphasize the distances. Don't back away from it. Great crescendo. Very nice job. One more second. Yeah, violas, great job. A little more cello. I've never had these sort of a pyramids. This is an inverted pyramid, starting from high going to low. The last voice always needs to be just a little bit louder. It's the hardest to be heard because you got more on top of it. Good dynamic change. Yeah, excellent job. Maybe a little bit more for fortissimo. And this seems a little bit on the soft side for forte, and your forte and mezzo are about the same. So they're sort of dealing with various shades of gray here. I need just a little bit more contrast between the shades. Careful not to let the eighth notes get faster as you're going on here. Yeah, I just put a little diminuendo on the two halves. Back away. Yeah. So movie notes pretty much take care of themselves. Longer notes, you need to provide a little bit of energy. What we don't want is to be sitting in neutral gear. If we assume that all music is getting more exciting or more restful, a little crescendo or a little diminuendo. In this case, each successive cadence is getting quieter, a little bit moodier, so a little more diminuendo. A little bit more on the diminuendo. Great job on the crescendo. A little bit more on the pizzicato. Yeah, a really nice transition here. A little more second violin. So what we just wanted to do is bring out the moving line a little bit more. If you're playing the sustain line, come down a little bit. But I really think at this point it's more of a case so the moving line needs to project just a little bit more. We have a little canon here. You're doing a good job of balancing out the entrances. A little more first violin. It's the melody. I think the accompaniment's doing a nice job. You might be a little bit below the forte he's got you marked. Needs to be just a little bit more passioned. Little diminuendo. No, back around the half note, lead across the bar line, and then let it wilt a little bit more. Yeah, morendo, dying away, morir to die. So even though there is a moving line, bring down the sustain part and then just whisper that to us. I think what you're doing is really beautiful. Some lovely, delicate playing. For my taste, the fortes are a little bit on the low side. So what happens is everything sort of falls in the mezzo forte to piano range on this. So it doesn't have to be forte doesn't need to be loud. Forte just in I wish we had never told people that F meant loud forte, but just think of it as full. So when you see an F, just think I want to play with the fullest sound I can, or fortissimo, the very fullest, but not necessarily loud. Okay, Ghosts of Brandenburg. Thank you. Yeah, this is balanced really well. Careful not to let the eights push ahead. Boom, ba, 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 ba. Needs to come up just a little bit first. Yeah, I wouldn't get suddenly louder at the cadence. I need to hear the resolution, the G to the F sharp a little bit more, the seconds. A little bit more of the core note lines start louder, so you have somewhere to go. Da-da-da-da-dee-da. Yeah, I'm careful not to rush the 16ths. Good basses. This needs to be a little bit fuller. Chili, tita ta ta tita ta ta da. Forte coming down. Nice one. Not too long on the eighth notes. All the eighth notes have been played pretty short up to this point. A little more second violin, especially when you have 16th notes or a syncopation. Good. Yeah, very clever rhythmic manipulation here. Yeah, great style. Really nice. Easy to go on. Not too much on the cello bass when the viola has the eighth note line. 62, 63, 64. And again, your forte needs to be a little bit more robust. Good. Very nice transition. I'm not hearing the 16ths clearly. A little bit more of the accents. The last eighth note, I'm too rough with that before the rest. It's just not a long note. Big crescendo up to forte. Good job, seconds. Yeah, the 16th has to fit in. That 8 and 16 has to fit into the 4th of the 16th notes and other lines. So make sure you play it real accurately. Yeah, lots of transitions in here. You guys have done a terrific job. Careful the pitch. Good work, Shelley. Nice tone quality. Violins, get ready. Here we go. Yeah, this might be even a little bit too soft. So we want to emphasize what's new. I know it's marked piano, but we already heard the melody. Cellos are doing a great job. This is just the melody and the one measure canon. A little more viola. Very soft and sustained. Almost like sleepwalking. Very light-footed. Yeah, beautiful job, cello. Letting it get softer. Coming up. Need to hear a little more first violin. When you break into harmony, come up one dynamic just so we hear all the harmonic parts, so you did VC parts. Don't slow down. Think the eighth note, think the fastest moving line again. Bump it a little, little, little. Good. Yeah, you guys nail these transitions. Yeah, careful the pitch on the D sharp. Let it open up. Yeah, great job, violins. More viola to balance out the cello. As it gets thicker, you may need to pull out just a little bit more. Good job with the hemiola back there. Don't be late after the eighth note rest. It's a very, it's like a blink. Pull the energy out of the 16th. They're a little bit lost. I think it needs to be louder than piano. A little bit more of that extent. Dai, ta, dia, ta, dia, ta, dia, ta. Yeah. Accents are like spices in cooking. They add a little bit of zest. Yeah, bravo. Very nice job. Very nice job. This is a really nice piece. There are some... some transcriptions of the Brandenburgs that it would sort of be interesting to play one or two of the movements of the original Brandenburg and then play this arrangement. I think it's very crafty piece. It's well written. You guys just, you know, played the socks off of it. I mean, you just nailed it. Great job. My concern would be not to be too literal at times about who's playing really, really soft if it's marked piano versus if you have the melody, that needs to come through just a little bit more. And we'll let other people do the yeoman's work on some of the softer passages. A little bit more on the accents, but I think your transitions were spectacular. I think you did. It was well executed, well thought out. You did a great job of watching your conductor. So I have very little to say on the negative side. Good technical control. When we got into the pizzicato section after 132, it plunk plunk plunk, especially when you're in parallel thirds, bum bum bum, that was lost. I think the whole thing needs to come up just a little bit. Good. Fine job. I want to congratulate you and wish you well, and have a great trip home. Thank you so much for playing for us.